The restaurant wasn't crowded. It was the off-season in Port Angeles. The host was female, and I understood the look in her eyes as she assessed Edward. She welcomed him a little more warmly than necessary. I was surprised by how much that bothered me. She was several inches taller than I was, and unnaturally blonde. "A table for two?" His voice was alluring, whether he was aiming for that or not. I saw her eyes flicker to me and then away, satisfied by my obvious ordinariness and by the cautious, no-contact space Edward kept between us. She led us to a table big enough for four in the center of the most crowded area of the dining floor. I was about to sit, but Edward shook his head at me. "Perhaps something more private," he insisted quietly to the host. I wasn't sure, but it looked like he smoothly handed her a tip. I'd never seen anyone refuse a table except in old movies. "Sure," she sounded as surprised as I was. She turned and led us around a partition to a small ring of booths, all of them empty. "How's this?" "Perfect," he flashed his gleaming smile, dazing her momentarily. She shook her head, blinking. "Your server will be right out." She walked away unsteadily. "You really shouldn't do that to people," I criticized. "It's hardly fair." "Do what?" "Dazzle them like that. She's probably hyperventilating in the kitchen right now." He seemed confused.